Catherine Hubbard loved animals. She told her parents one day she would care for them, and at 6 years old, she even made business cards that included her title, Caretaker. Catherine lost her life at Sandy Hook Elementary School on December 14th, and her parents are working hard to fulfill her dream to build an animal sanctuary for student field trips and families to come and see farm animals and cuddle rescued pets. And Catherine's mom, Jenny Hubbard, joins us in the studio. Welcome to WTOP. It's great to have you here.
Thank you.
Our hearts go out to you and your family for your loss.
Thanks.
And before we talk about the sanctuary, tell us a little bit about Catherine and her love of animals and when that started and what that looked like in your house.
It was all encompassing. And she, the minute she could really understand what she liked or something that she was drawn to, it was animals. When she was a baby, she had pyloric stenosis. And so she was in the hospital and she had surgery. And the surgeon came out and he said, oh, she has to have this in her bassinet. And it was this little purple mouse. Mm. And so he put it at the top. She was three or maybe 6 weeks old, I think. And that was it. And we still have it. Freddie, the first few weeks back to school, he had it in his pocket because that was the one animal that she just, she loved. She couldn't part with it.
Freddie's your
our son,
older son.
Our 8-year-old. And from there, it was just a whirlwind. She couldn't get enough of our dog, our family dog. She'd scoot under the table and she would be in his, in Sammy's face. And she rode horses. She would be in the backyard. Poor Sammy, we put her down a week after we buried Catherine. And Sammy had arthritis, and she was just a, she was a lab mix, big dog. And Catherine would lift, grab her underneath her legs and help her up. And she would have her girlfriends over, and they would take Sammy outside. And she built a little jump in the backyard because she was going to be the dog trainer. And so the girls would run around, I'd be yelling out the window, don't hurt Sammy.
Right.
We still have the jump up because it just reminds us that, you know, she was passionate. And thank God we never squelched it and played into it. My husband would say, how many more animals does she need everywhere we went? Can I have an animal? Can I have an animal? And she wasn't biased about any. She wasn't drawn to any specific type. She just loved all of them.